Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
Billy Brooks on Crossover Records from 1974, the album Music of the Mind. That was The Speech Maker. And before 10 o'clock, the last tune we heard was on Fontana Records from 1963. It was a swinging trio version of Dizzy Gillespie's Woody and Chew, and it was the Finn Savory Trio from an album simply titled Presenting Finn Savory. And his piano was accompanied by the great Niels Henning Osted Pedersen on bass and Alex Reel on the drums, a real all-star Danish modern jazz trio there. And we're going to move on now with continuing with albums I picked up last week in London, but we're going to go Latin on Tico Records. This is Joe Cuba and his sextet from 1973.
Error, somos indignos. levántate del sillón. El sábado en la verbena, toda la noche me la pasé pidiéndole a una muchacha que se parara para bailar. A ella le daba pena y yo le decía así: muchacha, no sea sencilla, mira que el baile va a terminar. Nunca no sea sencilla, muchacha, venga a bailar conmigo este son. No sea sencilla, muchacha, vamos, levántate del sillón. Allá por la madrugada, cuando la fiesta va a terminar, ella estaba depresada y entusiasmada, salió a bailar. Los muchachos de la orquesta tocaban el vámonos y yo le decía: Cuca, no te das cuenta que se acabó. Sencilla, muchacha. Nunca no sea sencilla, muchacha.
Es verdad que tú me quieres, no me dejes sin razón.
Latin tracks back to back there, starting and finishing on the Tico label. You've just heard Tito Puente. Before Tito, it was Ismael Quintana on Via Records. Before that, Johnny Pacheco on Alegre. Before that, it was Georges Maisonette on El Sonido Records. And we started off, as I said earlier, with Joe Cuba's Sextet, also on the Tico label. Playing those ones for Jazz Allen. I know he likes his Latin. And for Nathan Dodsworth, Jazz Allen and Nathan play each month at Cole's Corner. They are the people behind the fantastic Voodoo Jazz Sessions. The next one is scheduled for the 12th of July at Cole's Corner on Abbeydale Road in Sheffield from 1 till about 6. Hoping to get down there and join them for that one. And hello also to Brett Franklin and to Claire Calvis. Brett's fantastic Into Something Sessions. The next one of those at the Three Tons in Sheffield is scheduled for Friday, the 3rd of July, which I think this time is running from 1 till 8 p.m. And once again, hoping to get down there for that one. Always worth checking out these sessions. They play fantastic records and definitely in the spirit of jazz, Latin, soul, rare groove, and all things in between. Always worth checking out if you get the chance. Hello also this morning to Stuart Craig and to Dave T over in Liverpool and Widnes. Hope you two guys and your families are well. Just a word about Stu's fantastic Stacks of Soul programme. It's available on Mixcloud each fortnight, and the one he did last week was quite extraordinary. Check it out if you get the chance. Stacks of Soul on Mixcloud. And hello also to Charles Perlman in Portland, Oregon. Going to be featuring some of the records I've picked up from Charles recently next week here on Spinning Jazz. In the meantime, it is time to get back to records I picked up last week in London. And a quick shout out to Yo-Yo Records, Rover Records in Soho, Sounds of the Universe, and also Sister Ray's, places that I picked up these fantastic records from. And we're heading back to the Three Blind Mice label, the fantastic Japanese jazz label that really flew the flag for jazz in the 70s. They sort of resisted, to some extent, the fusion movement that was taking over in America. And this is Hiroshi Fukumura from his debut album. It was called simply The Hiroshi Fukumura Quintet, and it's a double trombone front line featuring two of the greats of Japanese jazz, Hiroshi Fukumura and Shigeharu Mukai. And they're accompanied by Hiroshi Tamura on piano, Tsutomi Okada on bass, and Shinji Mori is playing the drums, recorded in Tokyo at the AOI studio on August 22nd, 1973. This is Morning Flight, and this is Spinning Jazz. Pete Evans, Sheffield Live, each and every Sunday between 9 and 11.
Thank you.
Shinji Nagasaki and Shoji Moraya on the guitars, Hiroshi Ire on keyboards and percussion, Izumi Tatsushi on bass, Hideo Itō on drums and percussion. Our second track this morning from Life Cycle, that was Wakanimiya, brackets, Autumn Leaves. I'm sure you recognise Johnny Mercer's classic tune there. Some top-notch Japanese fusion once again from 1984. Nearly time for me to depart this morning, but I'm going to play you a couple more tunes before I go. Starting with another one from Eric Kleinschuster's Sextet. This time featuring Slide Hampton. It's a double album on Wollum Bink Records. Part of the ORF series of Austrian recordings, and this is a tune called OK Person. This features Eric Kleinschuster on the trombone, Slide Hampton also on trombone on this one, Fritz Power is on the keyboards, we also have Robert Politzer on trumpet, Hans Solomon on tenor and alto saxophones, Jimmy Wood on bass, Eric Backtragel is playing the drums. Back next Sunday at 9 with another great selection of jazz on vinyl here on Sheffield Live for another Spinning Jazz. Do hope you can join me then. In the meantime, take care, and I wish you all good luck, good health, peace. Thank you.
I'm